Are we podcasting?
Are we podcasting currently?
Are we podcasting?
Because I have a lot to get off my chest right now. Oddly.
Well, first of all, we got to tell people what the hell this is.
Oh,
we're back in the saddle, you guys.
It's the I Mom So Hard podcast. You can find us wherever you listen to podcasts. Rate, review, and subscribe. That's evidently important.
Yeah.
We forget to say it all
tell
the time.
Tell your friends. Tell people to rate and review and subscribe to us. That's what the youngins do, and we want to get on board.
You can watch the video on YouTube. You can please follow us. Click the follow button on all the socials,
especially Instagram,
okay?
Man, I'm just so goal-oriented.
We're working so hard. We don't buy bots. We don't want bots.
No, all of those likes and unlikes are real people.
And there are some unlikes. And you know what? You might unlike us, but that's fine. But you'll
like us mostly. And if you unlike us that quickly, well.
I unlike myself a lot.
Same. I would like to hit the unlike button on myself.
I've been unliking myself a lot lately.
I mean, listen, we're back in the saddle. We've been. We're on tour.
Yeah.
We have 10 shows left.
Yep. Go to imomsohard.com for tickets and find one that's near you.
Oh my God. We're having
a
blast.
Some of them are almost sold out. It's a really fun show.
It's really fun. We're having a blast. It feels different. It feels, like on some level rowdier and more, I don't know. I think it's everybody's like post COVID and they're like,
totally.
I'm getting out there and I'm having some damn fun. And we're seeing so many fun ladies. And
we had one lady throw up on the row in front of her.
Right?
That doesn't always happen. If you think we're not going to brag about that, if you think we're not going to brag about
that's
the fact
a criticism,
that they don't ever have enough bars open for all of our ladies.
Funny was that in the last show when these ladies came in late and they were like, we are never late. Your bars are overwhelmed. And we're like, we try to tell every venue, do not underestimate the power of women who get to go out for a night with their girlfriends having a good time. If you have one bartender, that bartender's going to start crying.
That's right. And these venues, they're leaving money on the table because they don't want to wait in line.
Yeah.
They
and they're like,
get their
we
drinks.
Have enough booze. I'm like, I don't think you knew.
And then
they always end up having to go to the grocery store and they're like, we're a DEF CON 5.
We're talking
these women
about
are
pros
intense.
Here. You know,
professionals.
They can drink all night. They're not going to do shots and wear out at 8 p.m.
No.
They're going to like have a good glass of wine or four
and
it's their
fine.
Night out and that's fine.
My favorite story was of a show where once again, the venue decided to go light on the bar staff and it was like this 21-year-old dude light pouring all these women and it was basically beer and wine only. And so he wasn't even like slinging drinks. He was just pouring wine. And this woman was standing at the bar watching him. I'm sure it was like watching like slow motion. And she was like, I'm just going to help you. And she grabbed two bottles of wine, like white and red, and was like, bam, bam, bam. She was taking credit cards. She was giving him the tips. Like she was like,
I got to tell Kristen not to jump behind there. I'm like, you got other business tonight.
I will get behind the bar of my own show. In order to make a point.
Actually,
which
you know
sounds
what, Kristen?
Super fun.
We are going to do that sometime.
That sounds so fun.
Oh, God.
Can you imagine? That sounds super fun.
I'll be in charge of wine. You do mixed drinks.
I'll do mixed drinks. Every time we have mixed drinks, there's someone that barfs in their purse, which, again, I'm not going to not brag about it. It's just a night out for women.
It's just a night out. So come. We're back in town.
We're back in town.
Both of us are struggling.
Tired.
Can I tell you that today is a stacked day.
What's that mean?
Just a lot of stuff going on.
Every
hour, like, there's a thing.
Yep.
And I didn't really, like, figure this out until I was driving earlier.
I know. Both of us are back from Nebraska, too, so our allergies are like...
Yeah, sorry if I sound really gravelly, but I have 5 parents from school coming over tonight, and I don't have a single plan on what I'm going to feed these people or anything. I'm going to figure that out at 4 p.m. today when everything
else
gets done.
That's why phones are great.
I know. I'm going to do it.
And delivery service is key.
Well, I just wanted to get – like, I'm not going to feed everybody dinner, but it's like wine, so I need to have like charcuterie and all that kind of stuff. So I haven't figured that out yet. But we're going to talk about skincare today.
Because so many of you have been asking Jen –
Well, no. Kristen, she says this shit all the time, you guys. Kristen's got like beautiful skin that literally she has to do almost nothing for to get it to look good.
I know who I am and I know where I'm at. And I'm like, I could do better, but I just don't. So this is as good as it's going to kind of get for me. And I'm aware of the lack of enthusiasm I have towards baseline.
She'll keep the same makeup on for 3 days and be like, hey, it's still good. All I need to do is add a little more mascara and I'm great. Like if I did that, I would get like the Madonna level bacteria ICU infection.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, yeah.
I would.
May you make a full recovery.
You will, girl. You're, yeah. I mean, you survived the 80s. There's yeah, no way that yeah. you didn't.
What's going on with
Honey,
you?
You're fine.
This is easy. She's yeah. like, you guys are putting me in the ICU in the 80s. I would have just gone home for 2 days.
I would have done like yeah. show after show.
I would have done
show.
Shots of tequila yeah. and been fine.
But although I do wonder, that will kill some.
I think.
You get a little tickle in your throat. Woo. A little bit of tequila will kill some of those
it's not
germs.
Tequila.
You guys.
My grandmother was like, you need bourbon. I was like, I'm 8. And you know what I did?
Slept.
I slept and yeah. I was comfortable. I felt nothing.
This is crazy. This is not entirely about skincare, but because – so I dropped the kids off. Like we had to – we started doing work at like 7:30 this morning.
One of us did.
Well, happens. Do you want to tell the story? You don't have to.
Well, we've been doing press – interviews for every city we go to, yeah. like a radio interview or a whatever.
Local news like that.
To, you know, post about or promote a show in a certain town. And I overslept.
Yeah. She's never done it before, you
never.
Guys.
Never. In the 8 years we've been doing this, in the 1,000 interviews.
I don't think you've ever overslept for anything in the last 8 years.
I don't think so, but I literally kind of got up, and this is one of those moments where I'm like, I'm just going to forgive myself on this one.
You have to.
I got back from Nebraska. I stayed a couple extra days, and I am so tired, and I am not sleeping great because I'm readjusting to being home.
Yeah.
And I just totally did the thing that I don't do enough of that I'm trying to do, which is keep my phone in another room.
Yes.
And the one
Walk
time I do that,
yeah.
I totally overslept.
Don't let that. Change.
I know.
You're putting the phone away from you. It's you know, it's going to happen and everybody survives. And I can guarantee you if it was like, we're going to be on Good Morning America, no insult to the news show that
we were
going to do
be,
this
I would have been up like, at like 5 a.m.
She wouldn't have slept.
Yeah.
But this was, it's,
we're on the, listen, I dropped the ball. I've
fine.
Kind of been dropping the ball all day and I'm just a little tired and a little wrecked and well, that's just how I am.
So we were up early. Then I take the kids to camp. Then I have a doctor's appointment, a dermatologist appointment to get Botox. Is anyone shocked that I get Botox?
I get okay? Botox.
I know. But people ask like it's very judgy. Like we do. And I did a lot of sun damage to myself. And I had acne. And I was dry for a long time. So I'm not going to
I'd make no excuses. I don't want vagina forehead.
I
get the vagina forehead called the 11s and I hate it.
I have gray hair and I color that shit because technology, y'all.
Yeah.
Do it. And I think the good thing is when I started doing it, I used to work for a skincare company, which is another reason I love to talk about skincare. I could get it like super cheap and would get it. Got it kind of early.
But you know all about it. You like talking about it. I'm such a bad friend. She's like very good at all of this. Like on some level, I think you could be like a PA of skincare. Like you just know like what's out there, what people are using, what's bullshit, what works, how you apply stuff. I can't tell you the number of times that I have texted Jen going, what's the order again? Do I got to put
I know.
What? And then I'm like, I'm just not doing it. Too much stuff.
I'll get random texts from people who are like, they'll send me a picture of a part of their face and go like, what do I need?
Yeah.
And a lot of
– You like that stuff.
I do.
It's
and
fun.
So much of the time, it's Botox. And I have a place that has – the best girl who I have found.
Yeah.
I love her. She's a PA. Our kids are the exact same age. If you're listening, hello. She follows us. She's freaking wonderful.
See, that's how I feel about when people ask me financial advice.
She knows like she knows like I want to move my face. I don't want to look different.
Yeah.
I just want to like not have crow's feet and stuff like that. Like she's really, really great about it. Which brings me to this morning. I hustle to get there at 9:30, and I'm sitting in the room waiting for her. Like I have her direct number. I can text her to say, when can I come in to see you? Because she's only there 2 days a week. Moms, we have limited time. We can't have our appointments get messed up, right? This other woman walks in the room and I go, oh, where's –
what are you doing here?
Where's G? I'll call her G. I go, where's she at? And in a polite way, I go, she's always the one who does it. And she just knows me and I'm being like super friendly and sweet about it. And she goes, oh, well, I do this for a living too. I mean,
Ooh.
We haven't even had a conversation yet Ooh. About what you want to have done. And I go, still, I'm not like pissed off yet. I was just like a little taken aback. Like,
yeah.
Maybe she's having a bad day. And I was like, no, I called on Monday and I knew she was in this morning. made the appointment with her, and she goes, well, it's not in your chart. So I was like,
I'm like, I'm starting to feel pissy.
And I literally, she goes, what is your concern with having me do it? And I go, well, that she knows what I like and she's done it all these times and she doesn't.
What in the fuck?
And I said to her, because she's making these faces, I go,
which is surprising, because if you actually did lean into the shit that you were doing, you wouldn't be able to make a face at all. It would just be real fucking
exactly.
neutral.
Exactly. I can see that you're not committed to the brand.
Yeah, I can tell that you're mad because your shit moves too much.
And I said, I go, there's no need for you to get defensive about this.
Way to start a morning, by the way.
I go, I'm not insulting your abilities. I just want G.
Yeah.
Because I always have her.
I think that's perfectly fine. And that's exactly how I am. Once you find somebody that understands what you want and what you like, I don't veer off the – there's no option. There's no B team for me.
There was this part of me that was like, oh, I'm going to cave because I will do that.
Yeah.
I will do that and be like
– we all do that. Oh, we're like, oh, maybe
– I'm making this hard or whatever. So she came back in. She leaves the room and she comes back in and is like, yeah, it's not on your chart. So I can do it or you can leave. And I go
– why is she being so rude?
I have no fucking idea. And I go – well, I'm going to leave.
Good for you.
So I grabbed my bag and I went up to the front and I said, I called on Monday and I went through my phone and I found the call so they could, and what time it was, what day it was, so they could see who was working. And I said, I called for her specifically and I asked for Thursday because she is only in on Thursdays and Mondays.
Yes.
So that's how I know. While I'm there, this other woman comes in and is asking for her too, that has my exact same appointment time at 9:30. And I go, is she getting G? And they go, yeah. And I go, then I am too. I was so fucking mad. I was like, you do not play with the mom and her Botox.
Yeah, when the Botox is wearing out and I look as mad as I am, you fucking fix me.
Look at how mad I am. You should not be able to tell how angry I am right now.
This is you not doing your job.
So I go, can I just at least talk to her?
Yeah, because what a rude situation.
Just by chance, she was walking by and she was like, hi, how you doing?
I'm not good. Look at my face.
And I go, I'm here to see you. And they said it's not in the books. And she was like, no. She goes, I got you. She says to the guy, put her in a room. The other woman ended up leaving because she was pissed off about it. But I was really proud of myself for saying,
standing up for yourself.
It is my face and I feel comfortable with her and I don't want you to change it on me. So when I get in the room with her, she says to me, she goes, you text me to make your appointments because she said what they're trying to do is overbook me so that these other girls get busy.
Fall off. Yeah.
Yeah. And you don't want to wait. So you just take this other one. And I was like, fucking, it's your face and it's medical. You can't
mess
that
around
to people. Like, I was so pissed off.
It's also, like, if I went to my OBGYN and they were like, hey, he's busy, but we got this other bro, you're like, I feel like this is a sort of an intimate visit. And
totally.
I would like to know the person that I've been talking about my hoo-ha with has the history of my hoo-ha.
Yeah.
And if it's not the guy trying to be a stand-up comedian, I don't want anybody down there. So I... That's what I'm saying. Like,
he is stand-up bits, and he gets a lot of
material
from Kristen hoo-ha.
I think he feels like it's a safe space to try things out. And I'm like, yeah, that one didn't land. How are my ovaries?
Yeah.
I think it is fine to – I believe in loyalty. You know me. I'm brand loyal. I'm person loyal. I'm even airline loyal. Like, I'm like, I want to stick to American Airlines because I understand how things work. I like when we're loyal to a hotel because I understand how the remotes work. I'm such a creature of habit. I believe we all are.
Yeah.
And like, you get to say when you're spending your money, don't get me started on this. When you're spending money on yourself, you get to say how you're going to do it.
And yes.
I just think that's and customer service is something we've seen completely drop off. And it makes me sad. And it makes me feel like, it's not the same world. It's like everybody's kind of like looking out for themselves and not for the other person. And I'm really happy you stepped in and said something, because if you don't, you're going to be pissed off about the result and you would end up unhappy.
The other reason,
even if she was awesome, you would have been like, I don't like it.
I felt very dismissed and like unheard or like it was no big deal. And like, I part of the reason I'm big about skincare and I'm big about like dental care and things like that. Like my dad, when he was in his 70s, was like, oh, I'm thinking about getting Crest white strips or whatever. And I was like, Dad, just go to the dentist and get your teeth bleached. It's your face.
Yeah.
Like it is your, you need to feel good about what you look like and what you're presenting. You need the confidence like we all do. So like I save the money. It's budgeted into my family's budget every few months that I am going to get some Botox, and for them to be like, oh, anybody we have here is going to be fine for you. I was like, no, I'm not doing that.
I'll go even a step further and I'll say, I agree with, I'm really picky about like shampoos that I use, which I've always been. And I'm also believe very strongly that like we get to choose ourselves when it comes to our clothes and the things we put on our body. Like if you've gained a little bit of weight and you're wearing jeans that are too tight and they don't make you feel good about yourself, get rid of the fucking jeans and go buy yourself a new pair.
Or because if you've lost weight, get jeans that fit because they'll make you look bigger.
They'll make, like this idea that we have to put something on our bodies because we're sort of being economical, but we're also being like, there's a little bit of a shame component there. There's a little bit of saying like, well, I want to treat myself nicer, or I'm at a place that I don't feel 100% good about myself, to punish yourself more because you think you're not worth it. I just don't think that that's how we should do things. Also, I always feel like I have to like, and I think you do too. We always have to say like, well, I don't want to, I'm not spending a ton of money. Fuck it. If you do, if you earn it and you have it, go for it. But I also think you also do a really good job of buying like clothes secondhand, and you know your body and you know how to do that shit. I will pay full boat for a very expensive pair of jeans, and I will wear them till the crotch blows out. That's just how I work, because I've learned as I am now in my 40s that like treating myself badly or punishing myself because I feel a little bit of guilt about spending money on myself is so unhealthy.
Yeah.
You get to say, I want this person that does Botox because I like the way she does it.
Yeah.
And you get to wear the clothes you want to wear because you deserve it. And like, I don't think that that has to be strictly monetary or punishment. You know, like we can just be like, oh yeah, I'm just going to buy the shoes. Oh my God, this is a great, I'm going to get to this and we'll get to skincare because Jen's really good at it. This is a perfect example. I have a bad left foot. I tried to buy inexpensive tennis shoes for the show.
Yeah.
Knowing that this one pair that I've been trying on for 3 years, they are very expensive. I was like, nope, I'm going to find a less expensive pair. Like a dumbass, I bought 5 pair because I thought I could try them on and return them, but I didn't read the fine print and there was no returns.
Go to Kristen's Poshmark page for discounts. Yeah,
somehow on StockX, I'm a, what do you call it, a valued seller?
Yeah, if anybody out there wears a 6.5 but a 7 because of a longer middle toe.
Thank you for understanding.
She's got the shoes for you.
Thank you. I should open my own shoe store just called like the shoe size doesn't fit. You know what I mean? Toe size matters. That's what I'll call it, toe size matters. So I spend all this freaking time.
You know what they say about guys with big feet?
They say women with long toes, big vagina.
Always bragging about
my huge vagina. But the long story is I spent hours trying to be really frugal and ended up hating all of them. My left foot was on fire after a show and I was like, just buy yourself the damn shoes that you wanted and you've earned and you should have the right to wear and you're okay.
Yeah.
And that's it. Just sometimes just do it.
Yeah. Frugality is not always worth it sometimes.
Well, I don't even think we're talking about frugality. No. You're talking about
there's nothing going
in.
About.
No, but going in, getting the person you want, standing on your 2 feet and going, I don't like the way you're treating me. I'm not going to take the B team. This is who I want. I pay for it. And then not acquiescing because we're being polite.
Can I also say that when I was at the front and there was no like demanding, I was not angry.
No,
I
mean, Jen's version of like, Jen's the nicest person.
I realized it was not the girls that were behind the counter's fault. So I didn't want to like
take it out on them. Thank you. Good move.
But somebody who was there on Monday, it was their fault. Maybe it's a higher ups Let's issue call her. Sort of thing. I know. I'll fucking call her right now. Because now she's not at work and I'm not in the doctor's office and I can really let loose. I'll call you tonight after I have some cocktails.
That's right. I've got
five
another
families
thing.
That are coming over tonight.
Yeah.
And my phone's out right now because my neighbor's kid's home by himself and he might need to come over. So I got to be there's a lot going on today. Don't mess with my Botox is all I'm saying. But I said to them when I was like, we got to figure something else out. I'm going out of town all the time. I don't have time to reschedule. Like, they're not open, you know, this coming Monday. And then she's like, it was too hard and it's their problem, not mine.
Correct.
Don't make it my problem.
Correct.
And I said, I don't want that woman. And by the way, I don't ever want her because of how she talked to me.
Good for you.
Just so you know, she was incredibly rude.
Yeah, good for you.
I did, and I said it like loud enough for everyone to hear it, not in a mean way, just like, get it fucking together, man. I understand you're upset, but me wanting the regular Botox girl that I have is fair.
You're within your right. Absolutely.
Deal with your shit. So
absolutely. Should we get into skincare?
Let's get into it. Okay.
We're going to talk skincare because you ladies ask a lot, and I think we're going to talk specifics, and I'm going to chime in for – three items.
No, she can talk. We'll talk about like some specific brands and stuff like that. But
I am very brand loyal.
I think like we both are dealing with these kids who are becoming tweens.
Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. And they're trying to get them to clean their face. We're
Good
trying to do it
luck.
Now before they start doing, you know, two a days in football and turn into just a proactive before ad.
Yeah.
You know?
Like I told Finn, I go, you have like lines of dirt on your face. Where's that from? And he's like, well, yesterday we – and I go, hold on.
Nope.
You
it's
took
hygiene,
a shower.
Basic hygiene.
How is this possible?
Yeah. It doesn't – I know. You got to get in there and you got
to
scrub
You almost
it.
Have to try not to – like, I'm like
– Avoid the face.
Yeah. He's like doing that Kim Kardashian thing where you have like glam on and you don't want to have to redo it the next day. So he avoided the face. I'm
oh
like,
my God.
Let's
Does
not
she
avoid
–
yeah. Let's not avoid the face. Let's lean in.
Here's how I got into skincare, you guys. I can't fall asleep with makeup on because – I have such acneic skin. Like, I will break out if I use the wrong thing. There's only a few brands actually that won't make me break out.
Right.
But the way that I got into skincare was when I was in my 20s, I had cystic acne. I was on Accutane for 6 months.
That's rough stuff.
Hardcore stuff, but it's the only thing that worked.
Was it on your cheek? Where did you get it mostly? Like,
definitely my chin.
Okay.
Because it was all like hormonal. Yeah. But my cheeks and everything.
Wow,
and
that's
like
hard.
So it was like at the point where it would start to like scar, you know?
Yeah.
It's bacteria. It's an infection.
I feel so bad for people that struggle with that. It's like, it's a real thing. Like you said, your face forward. So like people see your face and then they look at it or they feel bad for you.
And I know every dermatologist says like, don't pick it, but it's like, it's hard
impossible.
To not, it's impossible. We all love to do it.
Oh
right?
My God.
There's a reason Dr. Pimple Popper is so like famous, right? I know Kristen loves it.
No, because those are cysts and they make me gag, but a good blackhead removal.
Oh my God.
I think it's the
magic,
sexiest
right?
thing I've ever seen.
Okay. So it's a thing that I thought about all the time. I would research skincare, dermatology as much as I could. And then I worked for a skincare line and we had, it was like anti-aging skincare. And then we also had like tretinoins, which are great for your skin. We had acne medication, then I also learned about eczema, which this is why I have to say skincare matters, is that kids who have acne have depression.
I know.
Because they are embarrassed and they are scared to show their face. And people, as they get older, who have eczema have horrible depression. It's such a huge, huge part. And it's also really painful.
Yeah.
You see all these ads. So it's really important. Like, it's not – you like taking care of your skin as part of your immune system. It's not
it's
like –
It's also self-care, which
it
is –
It is self-care. And it's a way that you can like – like you're just starting the day behind the eight ball if you're not feeling good about what you look like. So I just want to say, moms, don't feel guilty about doing things that take care of yourself, because you would not let your kids get away without brushing their teeth, take 30 seconds and slap on
some stuff,
something that makes you feel better.
Yeah.
So I just want to say do it. Now I'm going to talk about the entirely vain parts about it.
Why do we call it vain?
I don't know.
I mean like – listen, I get eyelash extensions because I don't want to deal with mascara and shit. And I do that because I look at photos of myself, and every time I don't have the eyelash if mascara or extensions, people are like, are you tired? And I'm like, I just kind of want to feel better.
Yeah. I always have lipstick on because if somebody sees a picture of me, they're like, where are your lips, Jen?
Oh,
and I'm like, they're there.
That's my thing lately.
I'm just the whitest person ever.
I look like I'm wearing one of the guy from Silence of the Lambs where it's like in a nice candy. I just have like this weird mouth mask.
Yeah.
People are like, where are your lips?
Yeah. I mean, and let's just say I'm not getting any like any younger, but I keep telling Kristen, okay, this is a really important one because I'm getting older and I still have acne. I was hoping by the time that I hit menopause, I wouldn't have to use proactive skincare, but there you go. You guys, I still do.
It's a new hormone thing.
Like, study me, you guys. I have the most aggressive. But I remember my dad being, like, in his 70s also going.
I'm getting a zit.
Oh, I can't eat French fries because I get blackheads, like, immediately. Well, number one, that's not true, but he still had blackheads in his 70s. I mean, like, we're an oily family, you guys.
Yeah. But go into the vein stuff because everybody likes that stuff. We call it the vein stuff. I don't think that's the right word, but I don't know what word to say.
Yeah. So
anti-aging.
So this is back in the 70s, when they introduced retinoids, which are different than retinols. Retinoids are made from, I'm going to say this wrong. We're not giving medical advice, so don't sue us.
Or we are. Just kidding.
I don't know. Yeah. But I do know that retinoids are made from like pig DNA, which is the closest to human skin, which is why I don't eat pork. But I will inject shit into my face.
Yeah.
Different topic.
No, big difference.
And then retinols are made from plants. And so there's a little bit of a translation issue.
They do that with collagen too. You're supposed to – is it bovine as a cow?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Bovine or – is pig bovine?
Bovine, I can't remember. Our family back in the Midwest were like, they don't remember shit.
Smacking their foreheads right now. So disappointed.
And what do you mean she doesn't eat pork? What kind of hell is that?
I know.
This lady does. I don't think that's a shock for anybody.
But I don't, because now at this point, it's been so long, I will get explosive diarrhea for days.
Okay.
So I can't. Anyways.
Retinoids, can you give an example of what that does?
Okay. So it was developed in like the 70s, I want to say, for treating acne. And they, long-term studies of it, it's safe. You know, it takes use to getting your skin used to. But the long-term study showed that women that were using it into their 20s and 30s had less wrinkles because it speeds cell turnover.
Okay.
And so it makes it like you'll peel a little bit until you get used to it. But that creates collagen in your skin and you will get less deep wrinkles.
Yeah.
So for somebody like me who's still getting like hormonal breakouts – in addition to wrinkles, it works really great.
Great.
So you have to go to a dermatologist to get a retinoid, because here's the other reason it's better. A retinol is not a small enough molecule to penetrate the dermis.
Oh, I just read about this. Yeah.
But so a retinoid has to be prescribed, because anything that you put on your skin that can penetrate the dermis is considered systemic and it has to come through a dermatologist.
Okay.
So if you want all the really good skincare and it's expensive, go to a dermatologist.
Is that so? Like when I go into my dermatologist, they have SkinCeuticals. There is that an example of one of those dermatological.
They have studies that show that it's effective.
It is expensive. Clinical study,
and it is expensive. And so I have one of those that I use, and I use every last drop, like to the end. But the rest of the stuff. And I listened to this podcast that's really great called Add to Cart. It's not just about skincare. I gotta recommend it if you love shopping like I do. They cover a different thing sort of every day. And they talk about their favorites. And they talked about some of my favorites, you guys, that I've been using for years. I guess the whole jury's out on eye cream, whether it's really worth it or not, if it's really doing
anything.
I have
my own thoughts.
What is it?
Well, this is – why am I talking – this is like
– yeah, no, tell me, because you're probably right.
I sort of feel like any kind of moisture under your eyes is key, and the direction to which you're pulling the skin is key, but what's in it is not that important.
Yeah.
I just think moisture is important.
That's the whole argument.
I have lots of wrinkles under my eyes.
I'm not the person
to get this right. I just feel like after you wash your face, moisture of any kind is good.
Yes. And especially if you have like eczema or you have dry skin, you have to do it in the first 60 seconds yeah. of getting out of the shower because then it like locks stuff in.
That's what I know. It's just common yeah. sense to me. But again, I don't know shit.
Well, Kristen is full of shit, number one, because you don't have bad wrinkles under your eye. You do when you do that, and everybody does. You don't have those like cocaine lines that you see. Yeah. You can see like 20-year-olds with that like.
Yeah.
It's dehydration.
Yeah.
From partying too much. It'll give you those little tiny lines. You don't have that. So you just need something that's a good hydrator. Can I tell you my favorite?
Yes, please. Everybody. And
they mentioned this on
that's
that
why
podcast.
I think like if they're – everybody says they don't know if eye creams are worth it. I sort of say BS because if you've got one that's a good moisturizer, there you go. But if yeah. you're only using moisturizers or just put it up by your –
put this on your put hand. Put it by hand. Okay. So they mentioned this on
– I'm going to do it like a – like a
add to cart.
Look,
Kristen,
I put a dollop on my hand, and now I will rub
QVC,
it in with my two fingers.
QVC, are you interested?
You can also see that
I
have
hot ladies.
QVC, we fucking made it if we go to QVC.
That's what I'm saying.
You can buy skincare and lawn equipment.
We would do it for the free samples. QVC.
Oh
I'm just
my god,
throwing it out there.
A day of free shopping at QVC. My Aunt Joey would literally tackle me for that opportunity.
My mom would talk to me again if yeah. I was on QVC. You guys. Okay, so this is you can get this everywhere.
That is
Estee
nice.
Lauder Advanced Night Repair Eye Concentrate Matrix. I've used it forever. I tried other stuff. I think it's the best. And by the way, you can get this a lot of times at TJ Maxx.
Estee Lauder?
You can. Yeah, they have really great skincare at TJ Maxx. My Lexi gets my sister-in-law gets like. Clinique there sometimes.
Yeah.
Go hit those. It might be close to expiration, but you use it like right away. Usually they have to like take stuff off the shelf because all skincare has expiration dates. But Kristen's been using some eye cream I gave her for 10 years and it's working. So
I would just like to, I knew you were going to bring that up. Jen worked for a really fancy pharmaceutical grade eye care, eye face company. Mm-hmm. And I knew it was expensive. So I would use such an unbelievably small amount.
She can make a packet of samples last for 3 months.
Well, and then Jen was like, you've got to use them. You've got to use yeah. the prescribed amount or it's not going to work. And dummy, these expire. And I was like, I was literally like wiping it out of the little free sample bag.
Well,
like,
now
with
I know why Colin's got that eye fungus. But my husband thought that like eye cream or just moisture was such bullshit that he did an experiment where he was like,
I'm going to see what it looks
like. I'm
going
to put it just on one eye. And he woke up. He took pictures of himself. He's like, look at the difference. Because he had that like sleep mushed face and the other side like looked better. So I think
this feels very nice and it feels very, what do you call it? Movable?
Yeah. They'll give away like smaller travel sizes
just
when they have
the trigger. This is a good one. I'm going to get this one.
And get it at a get
any
it at
counter,
TJ Maxx. Look around
go
for
buy
it.
Buy it when it's gift with purchase. Then you get some free shit with it and that's travels well.
That's exactly what I was going to say. But the other thing you can get at Costco and you can get at TJ Maxx is Strivectin for the neck. They also have studies. And there are dermatologists that recommend Strivectin too. So this is the neck and decollete cream. And I swear by it. And it's $20 for this.
You know what else I've heard is good and I've not used it is like the whole Oil of Olay line, Regenerist. They have that for two bottles on a pack at Costco.
Yeah.
And I knew it was good because there were people that were just buying that.
Yeah.
Like I was good. Like, what?
I want to say some of those like beauty awards that you'll like read about, they're advertising kind of gimmicks.
Yeah.
You know?
Is there any one that you would say, oh, this is like legit? Like when they get an award, you'd follow that or is it too deep cut into the pharmaceutical world that
well,
you don't know?
New Beauty is great. I'm going to throw them under the bus. Like Allure, I think theirs is just kind of like a.
It's a big mark. It's a
big
advertisement.
Thing.
But
yeah.
What? So I'm going to go. I'm sorry. I'm going. She's got products in front of me and I'm ADHD. What is Strivectin again? This is for the neck.
Yeah. And Strivectin was another product that was developed a long time ago, you guys. Again, I'm not a doctor, but it was, I want to say, for scar treatment. And they found that it, helped produce healthy collagen and did all those high – it's got all those, like, good ingredients in it. And that neck thing is like, $20.
Oh, gee. Oh, this is good.
It's more than that if you, you know,
neck
buy it.
Cream. It's real
– it's great
it's
if
real
you can
brass tacks.
TJ
Strivectin
Maxx.
Neck cream. You're not confused about what that does.
Yeah. No, okay. And I have multiple at home. Okay. So the fancier ones that I like SkinCeuticals. Our friend
yeah,
Andrea
it's great.
Works. The CNE Ferulic is a strong vitamin C, so it helps with your hyperpigmentation. That's okay. Us mommies get milk mustaches. I can make a bottle of it last like 6 months. Yeah, different. There's
doesn't
nothing,
do shit to my mustache.
Nobody's come up with a thing to bleach, but I feel
bleach
like
bleach doesn't work.
No.
Lasers don't work.
Yep.
Olga at the laser place I go to doesn't work. She quit. She's like, nothing.
Yeah.
A Gillette doesn't work.
Yeah. Okay. Beauty Counter's got a resurfacing peel that I like once or twice a week, which I think it's a less expensive version than the Goop Glow pads.
I know everybody likes to shit on Goop,
but those
if
pads
it
are
is
great.
One thing that has made them successful, it's this damn Goop Glow.
It's
I don't even get into this
glycolic.
Shit.
It's glycolic. It's glycolic acid.
Awesome.
So you have to – they're not all made the same, I think, like hyaluronic acids.
It
does depend on like molecule size, whether it's doing something. But like in glycolic, it's the percentage. But I think the Beauty Counter version does the same thing.
Is this
thing
the same thing?
Yeah.
Wait, is this – it says overnight glow peel. You wear this overnight. Is it like one of those things you take out and you put it on your face?
You just wipe your face with it. You can wipe your face and neck. And then I use – every last drop of it. I do my elbows. I do my knees. I'll do my heels for the I just work my way down my body for it. Again, not recommended, but I do that because there's a lot of like liquid in there. Then you wait 10 minutes and you can put your skincare on and it helps it like absorb better.
I love these. I think they're great. I just couldn't remember how because I'm out.
Whenever I use it, I'll get compliments on my skin like for a couple days afterwards.
Yep.
So I swear by it. Again, I think the Beauty Counter one
is just as good.
It's just as good. Yeah. And that was a gift that you and I got.
Yeah.
And it's great.
Yes. I agree with that.
But there's a lot of moms out there work for Beauty Counter and it's good and it has really hydrating lip stuff too.
Great.
So then the other one, we got this as a free gift too, and I'm swearing by this too. J.Lo Beauty, that Limitless
Glow
Mask. I haven't
used these yet.
I don't know how much they are, you guys, but they have like an ear thing. So you can like just wear it around the house while you're doing
stuff. This is one of those like masks, like a Jason Voorhees mask, but it's flimsy. And you flop it on your face and then it's got ear holes.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm telling you guys, you can get really good skincare if you just like look for discounts on it because you can get like Gilt has these kinds of masks and things. That's where I got my LED light mask.
I've used mine once. I bought one. It's a tunnel. You lay in it. You have to lay still for 15 minutes. It's the longest 15 minutes of my life.
Yeah.
Nobody knows what it is in my house because it's collecting dust. Once again, this is why Jen's skin looks great and mine's okay. And that's just where I'm at.
You naturally have better skin than I do.
That is not true.
It's true.
Well, you work really hard on your skin.
Also, because you have darker skin, you just naturally are not going to get as effed up by the sun as me.
That's true. I don't get any...
I get spots. I get freckles. They turn... like
my son gets freckles, but I do not.
I'm also... there's something with being like white, Irish, English, whatever, where you start getting weird hormonal like nubs all over your skin because your husband's got them too. Skin tags, you guys. It's like... give me a break, okay? At any point, or am I just going to be able to like go to bed and wake up without looking like a beast?
Yeah, it's been dusk. I'm like, oh, marriage.
It's you'll in get them during my pregnancy, like, all
hey,
that. It's like
I've used my vaginal cream for 3 days, and you've got skin tags. I think these two people should roll around in the sack
absolutely
together.
Absolutely. Who's signing up for that OnlyFans?
Yeah.
Page.
If that's
somebody,
a market, you know me. I'm like
somebody is.
I'm gonna make Ford Edge money.
Yeah, and then do I have time? Can I talk about?
Of course.
The other one they sent us.
I'm on board with this. It's weird that you like it and that I like it because this is an oil.
Yes,
I love it.
I don't use it on my chin. I'll say that because it is heavy. It's a heavy oil, but it's great. And they sent us some for free, and then I was buying some.
You know me, I don't like to buy products and then not use them until they're gone because it feels like a waste of money. So we got this as a gift. I bought a second round.
Yeah.
Used it till it was gone. My mom loves it.
Yeah.
And it is so good on my face, which is weird because I don't have oily skin, but something about putting oil on my skin feels like, am I like inviting like – is this a good idea or a bad idea? It's awesome. It just like soaks in and – I get compliments after I use this. I don't think I use it every night. I think I use it like 3 or 4 times a week.
It might be one of those that you shouldn't. So let's say what it's called. True Botanicals Pure Radiance Oil. So here's,
you see it advertised all the time, and it's not BS. It's actually one of those good ones.
It really does do a good job. I even will use it like around my eyes because like dab around your eyes. It adds some moisture. But like – so – the reason that oils do work on your skin, and give them a try, but be cautious and careful if you break out in your chin. You don't want to use it like around your nose either if you get blackheads, which I do. Because oil, like things that are water-based can't get through the oil of your skin, but oil can.
Interesting.
Yeah. Or an ointment can.
Yeah.
So you have to like – when you're like exploring what you want to try – just know those kinds of things.
Yeah, that's smart.
But so this will get in there. So I use it like on my cheeks, around my eyes, crow's feet.
Yeah,
like,
and it's not crazy expensive, and it smells great.
You
and
need like a drop, you guys. It kind of lasts forever.
It kind of lasts forever. I will say the thing that I am most particular about with skincare is the face wash. And I know everyone's like, a face wash is a face wash. But I just started using Curel, which is like – a Korean-based company that evidently, like when you're talking about skincare, if it's a Korean skincare, it's like the best. Like they're just very big into skincare, and it's a foam, and I think it's $11 on Amazon.
Yeah,
but it is the thing that I can put on my skin, and all of my makeup comes off, including my mascara.
Yeah,
like and it just holds the foam, and I think. I was one of those people that was like, as long as it's on, I'm washing my face, it doesn't matter. There is something about a foam cleanser that makes me feel like it's doing more.
It does do more because remember we learned so much about washing our hands over the last couple years. So because you have to have lather for 20 seconds to kill the bacteria.
I didn't know any of this
and
I just was doing it right.
Yeah. So if you get acne because of bacteria, which, you know, is 90% of it, and then hormones is the other frightening percentage of it. Again, not a doctor, you guys, but I do
should
like
be
play
could
on
be.
So you need like if you have oily skin, get a lather.
Because
get one that lathers. There's not like it's not on your skin long enough to like really do anything. So you don't need all the extra ingredients. But like CeraVe has a really good.
I was going to say Cetaphil.
Cetaphil has
not
one.
My favorite because it doesn't foam as much as I want. But I know it's
I
very
bet they
popular.
Have a foaming cleanser,
I bet they do.
Though.
This one I just got, I was like, I need a foaming cleanser. I did have the SkinCeuticals one because our friend gave it to us.
Yeah.
And I loved it, but it's super expensive and it broke in my bag and I've never been more upset. And I was like, I just think I want a foaming cleanser is what I need. And that stuff just like takes my, and it's also good for teaching Eleanor how to wash her face because there's something sort of fun and playful about it with the foam being
on
the
face. You
can
see where it's
also
at.
I'm like, so far, you have washed the sides of your mouth. Like, you need to get that shit up into your face and behind your ears and on your neck.
If you have really dry skin, which I apologize, I know so much less about dry skin than you want to use like a cream cleanser. And like all of those Cetaphil, CeraVe,
are great.
They're great and they really are recommended by dermatologists all the time. So if you have like severely dry skin.
There's another one that I really like that I thought I was going to freak out when I used it. But my grandmother, when she died, she had the most beautiful skin and she was in her 70s when she passed away. And she was like one of those like Oil of Olay.
Do you want me to get? Oh, I was going to say, I have another guest too. It's Pons.
Pons.
Yeah.
She would use Pons to take off her makeup and Oil of Olay to moisturize. That was it. So I think the modern day Pons is this thing called, now I'm going to say it wrong. Is it Pharmacy? But it's F-A-R-M. Pharmacy. You can get it at Sephora. And what it looks like is like a cold cream or a almost like a not a stinky Carmex kind of.
Oh, yeah.
And you put it on and you give it 10 minutes and then you wash your face and your face has this like moisture rich glow. And I'm so into it. I don't do it. I do it twice a week.
Yeah. I don't think
I don't think it would go well for you.
Yeah.
Because I probably am a little drier than I am oily, but I love the way my skin looks after it and also with the way my hands look. After I use it.
Yeah.
And you gave me a great tip. Like, we've all bought products that were like, nah, it's not my, I'm not loving it. Jen was like, use it on your décolleté, use it on your elbows.
Yeah.
You know, get rid of the product. And I was
like, kinda,
that is smart.
Yeah.
Because, like, I did pull the trigger on that expensive Goop Glow oil because I thought it was, going to be like a better version
of. If the one's good, then
yeah. And I hated it. It had this weird black stuff in it that looked like I don't know, like when you. This is disgusting. When you put Elmer's glue on your hands when you were a kid and you would roll it off and then there would be like dark on it.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I felt like it left on my skin. I was like, I don't, I think there was charcoal in it or something. I'm like, no.
Yeah.
But I do use it on my, because I ain't wasting that shit. I ain't got Gwyneth money.
No.
So I put that all over my body.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Till it's gone.
As a matter of fact, we got free hair care travel sizes from my friend Connie.
Love it.
I didn't even look at what stuff was.
I just think it's called Wells.
It in my hair. There's a bunch of different brands because there's Moroccan oil, moisturizing treatment, which, God, here, skin tags and oily skin, dry hair. Fuck you, Mother Nature. Golly. Can you even, it's like all the oil doesn't go to my hair, it goes to my face. It's so upsetting. I've got some stuff.
We're working stuff out, you guys. We're making it through. Well, I think it's really good that you shared all this. We'll put this on our podcast Instagram with you know, that way you can see like what we're using. I just use what I have at home, which is pretty much what Jen uses because I just copy and a
little bit of Old Spice.
Old Spice. A little bit of. Whatever's Gillette aftershave, whatever I got going. Yeah. That's
well,
what
I tell you what, we had Axe body spray and I use that shit because I have pits that will fight back.
I will say this one thing. I can't believe I'm saying this one thing. I have been brand loyal to the same foundation for 20 years.
Yeah, it works for you. You should never change it.
I did change it.
I know.
You're saying I shouldn't? You don't like
it
as much?
I thought, I've heard you say you don't like it.
Well, here's the thing. So I tried House Labs, which is Lady Gaga's line.
Yeah.
And it just like soaks into my skin, but it does make me feel a little greasy, a little like that. And you know, I don't like in the show, like my makeup will like kind of smear down, but I've never had more compliments on my skin than using this, but I'm applying it with a brush.
Good.
I don't know.
Good.
Is that right?
You use a sponge to get the lines out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
That's what it. So you use a foundation brush, and then where you can see the lines or little brush strokes, you use one of those little like beauty blenders to get the. We'll work on it, you guys. I have a mom box.
Great, let's go there because okay. I'm out of beauty tips.
Okay. This is the mom box, and this is like.
Mom box. Oh, my God.
This goes to show you how wonderful our moms are. So even if you disagree with something that we say, you don't have to unfollow. You can just share in a nice way because we will get messages where people are a little chippy. And we respond back like, hey, we're nice, normal people. And they're like, sorry about
that.
Not
all the time.
I was on it. Sometimes we'll tell you.
There was one I said.
Kick rocks, though.
Yeah.
Don't let the door hit you
on the ass on the way out.
Well, Martha Bangs. Oh, my God. That's a hard name to have in high school.
Oh.
Yeah.
Or she's like, I mean, maybe that's her married name, and she's like, yeah.
Or she's a drag queen. I don't know, but that's
one of those is a great.
That's a great name. Okay.
Martha Bangs. Well, we hope we all do.
So this is the message that she sent in response to an earlier podcast we did about travel. Hey, ladies, I just listened to your TSA podcast. I'm a flight attendant, and girl, people are so grumpy. Summer's crazy with folks who have no clue how things are done. Regarding that flight attendant and your phone call, that's awful. That guy is an asshole. Some flight attendants need to find a new career. They've lost all ability to be understanding. Anyone that complains about a baby should be removed.
Love that.
I do think parents are happier when they have their babies in a car seat.
That's a nice way of putting advice as opposed to saying like, you know what you need to do or you should.
Yeah.
She's saying my observation as a professional is that parents are happier when they don't bring a car seat for their kid.
I approve, or they do bring a car seat.
Oh, they do?
She's saying. Yeah. She says, I do think parents are happier when they have a car seat for their babies, toddlers, but making it a requirement is just dumb. It's food for thought for sure, because I can see where maybe it's easier for them and the people around them if that kid's contained.
I've seen both, and I'm like, you know.
Full body sweat. It depends on the kids. Yeah, you can't make it a requirement. Okay, anywho, if you find yourself on the Love Airline, that's Southwest, right? Is that the Love Airline? Okay.
I love that.
I'll totally fangirl and take good care of you, guitar and all. XXO, Martha.
I love you, Martha. Thank you so much. And I have to say, I just flew back from Nebraska, and I had the nicest flight attendant I've ever had. His name was Jet, and he works for American Airlines, and he speaks five languages.
Oh my God.
And the language that he speaks the least is English, which I so enjoyed.
So charming
and
to listen to him speak.
And he was so nice and playful and sweet and just, you know, I was a little sad coming home. And he just made me feel like a million bucks. So I gave him some licorice from Lincoln that's really popular. I said, thank you for taking care of me. And he's like, I love licorice.
Aww.
And I said, you're my best friends.
Well, I mean, we're just throwing that one flight attendant
under the bus. The rest of them have been pretty great.
Rude. And it's so funny because I told my husband that story and he said the exact same thing that I did, which was, he goes, I think you guys fly enough to know the rules. Like, that guy was just like
picking on me a little bit. It's okay. I'm done with them.
We're over it.
Thank you, Martha. We can't wait to be on a flight with you.
I think we podcasted.
I think we podcasted.